Morning, Ireland. 13 minutes past 8, and already this morning in the race to replace Eamon Ryan as leader of the Green Party, Senator Pauline O'Reilly has said she's backing Minister of State Pippa Hackett. One of the other names being mentioned in the race to succeed Eamon Ryan is the Green Party TD for Dunleary and junior minister with responsibility for public procurement and e-government. That's Oisin Smith. He's here with us in studio. Before we talk to him, let's hear what Green Party councillors and activists want in their next leader.
Oliver Mourne, Green Party councillor in Cork City North East.
What would you like to see in the new leadership team for the Green Party?
I would like the new leader to make clear to people that the Green Party is a party of everyday life. I think Roderick has done us on childcare in the way that he's reduced childcare costs. For me, one of the most important things that I've been able to do with my time over the last 5 years as a local councillor is working with local residents and showing them that the Green Party is a party that will represent them in the everyday life. I genuinely believe that green politics is a politics of everyday life, but I don't think that message resonates completely with what everybody will say. Making sure that people can see that message and making sure that message is felt in the way that the Green Party represents people is the key challenge for the Green Party over the next 10 years. The party has many strong voices. I think Roderick is one. I think NASA is another. Both of them have shown resilience in their respective positions in different ways. And I think people respond very well to representatives who stand for things, particularly representatives who stand for values.
Janet Horner, and I'm a councillor for the Green Party for the North Inner City in Dublin. Just really want to see people who have a strong belief in the grassroots of the party and the importance of the membership as well. The role of the party base in formulating policy, for example, is fully recognised and respected. That we're sort of getting that social justice focus back to the core of the party and social inclusion, and keeping the really strong focus on climate action, which I think is obviously the major thing that people want to see from the Green Party.
My name is Adam O'Kellig. I am the Secretary of Anóga Glas currently in Drumshambo, County Leitrim. Looking to the future, I think we're looking for a green reset. And what I mean by that is I think there's a lot of people out there, particularly in the region that I'm from, with regards to farming community and even young people feeling that the Green Party are in opposition to them. And I don't believe that's the case, but I think the next leader of the Green Party, it's important that they highlight and that they engage with those groups, whether it be agriculture or any other industry or young people again, to ensure that they have their voices heard and that they have their aims reached within Green Party policy.
Harriet Burgess is an active member of the Young Greens. She stood, unsuccessfully, in the recent local elections for Macroom.
Came as a surprise to us all today. I would be hoping that someone would continue his legacy, really progressive policies, progressive work on climate change, leading where other parties aren't. And that's what I would hope to see the new leader of the party doing.
Hazel Chu, Green Party councillor, former Lord Mayor of Dublin. I guess next leader has to be able to return seats for us, because at the end of the day, we're coming into election cycle. So the next leader will have to have good electoral strategy, will have to understand where we can get our seats across the country and where we can build our votes.
Our reporter Ethna Dodd asking the questions there. Oisin Smith, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
Are you that man? Are you a future leader who can win seats, carry forward green policies and be that party of everyday life your councillors were talking about there?
I hope I'm a future leader, but I'm not going to run this time. And I don't think any candidates have actually declared for to say that they'd like to run yet. But just hearing there, Adam O'Kelly from Leitrim saying that it's time for a green reset, I absolutely agree with him. I think that the party needs a big change. And again, and the other thing he said is that there's this narrative that the Green Party is in opposition to rural Ireland, and it's not true. And we need to counter that very clearly. Our last three leaders of the Green Party have been all from Dublin. And I think that we need to make sure that we are clearly relevant outside of Dublin as well. We managed to top the poll in several Dublin constituencies recently in the local elections, and I kept all my councillors in Dunleary, all six. But in other areas, we lost all our seats in some counties. So I think that this although it was a sad moment yesterday, an poignant moment to have Eamon leaving after 13 years. It is an opportunity for change, and we need something completely different.
So what is that change then? Is it, as Pauline O'Reilly has been indicating on Virgin Media this morning, is that change Pippa Hackett?
So Pippa Hackett is an agriculture minister. She is a beef and sheep farmer from Offaly. She's been sitting at the cabinet table for the last 4 years and making decisions about every aspect of running the country. And I think that she is the person to lead the party. And if she hasn't... she hasn't said she would, but I would, if she's listening now, I'd like her to consider running. And I'd also say that if she does agree to run, that I would be willing to run as a deputy leader alongside her.
So that's the job you want at the moment. You want to be deputy leader. You want to be the kingmaker, but not the king this time round, or the queenmaker.
That's it. That's it.
Pippa Hackett is not an elected TD. She's a senator. Do you not think that the leader of the Green Party needs to be an elected TD?
I think that the leader of the Green Party certainly should be elected. She was elected to the Senate. She wasn't appointed. She is a minister and she sits at the cabinet table. So I think that she, and I think she just has the ability and the skills. And we have a general election coming up in a few months. And, you know, so certainly there's the opportunity there for her to be elected as a TD instead. But certainly she's a member of the Oireachtas. And she is a member of the government and she's a minister. And I think she has all the skills required.
Eamon Ryan said yesterday when he announced he was stepping down that he had had a number of conversations with members of the party and indeed it didn't leak. Were you one of those members of the party he'd spoken to?
Yeah, I think he talked to probably at least a dozen people almost a year ago. So it was well known and well planned. So this story that it was that he stepped down in reaction to the election results is not true. It was well planned in advance. I think the media were surprised, and usually the media seem to know everything in Leinster House before it happens. But in this case, they didn't.
And you kept a tight circle. But it means as well that you and the other inner sanctum, if you like, of the Green Party has had plenty of time to plan. So how many discussions have taken place about the leadership and about who will follow Eamon Ryan?
Oh, I think there have been many discussions. I think any of the potential candidates knew long in advance. So I think that's
so have you fair. Already rallied around the replacement leader?
I think yesterday was Eamon Ryan's day, and it wasn't the day where people were going to start talking about who the new leader would be. But I think now the canvassing will probably start, and people will start trying to raise support for various candidates. And I think that and then try and persuade those candidates to run, to accept the challenge to run. You know, I'm not accepting it, so I think that I can see why somebody wouldn't. But people will have to be persuaded, I suppose.
Is there already a consensus around Pippa Hackett?
I think that there will be. A lot of people, a lot of members of the parliamentary party will support her. I don't know exactly how many,
yeah.
And I haven't spoken to them. I haven't spoken to all of them anyway. So it's not clear who's going to win at all, or who's going to even run.
Will there be a competition? Do you expect more than one name to be in the mix for the leadership?
Yes, I expect it's not going to be a coronation, if that's what you're asking. It's not going to be one candidate and a win by default. I'm sure there will be more than one candidate.
And have you had conversations with Pippa Hackett directly?
Oh yeah, I talked to her. I've actually worked really, really closely with her. I developed. I'm minister for procurement. I developed an organic food procurement.
Yeah. No,
policy
but in relation to the leadership, I mean, are you saying you're going to be her director of elections, if you like, for the contest?
No, I'm saying that I would be if she agrees to win, to run, I would be willing to run
already,
as deputy leader against her.
You've had these conversations. Is she running? I mean, you wouldn't be putting her names out this morning, you and Pauline O'Reilly, already, if you didn't know that she was seriously
I don't know for
interested.
Certain that she's going to run, but I hope she does. I think she does have the ambition to do it. I think she's got the ability. I think she has the experience, and I think that she will relate to people outside of Dublin, which is incredibly important for the party going into the next election.
Well, but talk to me about the reset, this green reset say is necessary, and this need to counter the opposition to the Green Party now in rural Ireland, which is palpable. And, and we had Michael Collins on the programme already. So you know exactly.
Yeah.
You've become a lightning rod for anger in rural Ireland.
Yeah, and I think some people have developed a political philosophy or a political strategy, which is just do the opposite of whatever the Greens say. And, you know, kind of an anti-Green party idea has started up. And I think that's a trend across Europe. The false narrative is that the Green Party is not interested in rural Ireland or is against rural Ireland. And the truth is, you know, one of my jobs is to bring fibre broadband to every home in rural Ireland. I've passed 250,000 homes at this stage. It's been incredibly popular. We have solar panels appearing all across the country. We have 100 new local link bus services across the country. So really, we recognise that we can't make the green transition without rural Ireland, without the environment, without the farmers.
We need
to work with them. And this narrative has developed, has been pushed by particularly by certain independents, that the Green Party is against rural Ireland or that they're not interested in them. In fact, the opposite is true. And I think that one way to counter that is they're winning
the argument at the moment that that you've put the cart before the horse, if you like, that you haven't put the necessary finances in place, that you haven't put the necessary adaptation measures in place before announcing, if you like, the various transitions that you're making.
Yeah, so that's, I suppose that's the narrative that we need to counter, because it's not true. We have a €3 billion climate and nature fund. We have a €1.3 billion fund for forestry. So we really are allocating. You know, this is a period in the economy where a lot of money is being spent, and we really are making those allocations and we are making those priorities. So it's a false narrative, and the way to counter it is not from somebody like me from Dublin. You know, I mean, what do I know about farming? It is to get Pippa Hackett to run, who is a beef and sheep farmer. She is a person who is walking around her farm in her ways, understands what she's doing. She is the right person to make this
case. Okay, just end on this. In the current climate, is Pippa Hackett the person who can win a seat for you in Dáil Éireann, in rural Ireland, in the next election, whether that election comes post-budget in October or comes early next year?
No, she's not the person who can win a seat.
Is she going to run to win a seat? Will she run for election to Dáil Éireann?
Oh, of course she will. Of course she will. And in fact, in her constituency in Offaly, now with Barry Cowan having left the field, I think Carol Nolan is the only TD from Offaly in the Dáil at the moment. So the field is open there. But it's not about her seat. I think that she is the person, this is as simple as this, I think she's the person who is going to win the most seats for the Green Party in Dublin and outside of Dublin of any of the candidates that I can think of that might run. So I think she is the right person to be to lead the Green Party into the next election.
All right. Oisín Smith, thank you very much for coming in to us to talk to us this morning. It's 25 minutes past 8.